Good afternoon, my beautiful people. Or should I say good evening, my beautiful people? It's been a while. Man, I missed you guys. Just been busy living life. I haven't posted an episode since January of this year. And man, I don't really have an excuse on why I've been going so low. And I've just been living life and making transitional moves in this thing we call life. And it's been an uplifting experience. A lot of different things has happened to me this year. Switched jobs, you know, met some amazing people. But let me talk about the whole switch jobs thing real quick. I was at my previous job for almost 8 years. And that's the longest job I've ever had. And it took me a long, long time to change the chapter, because I get comfortable really, really quick. I get comfortable. And I think a lot of it has to do with my childhood. Because this is my podcast, so I'm going to be real with y'all. That's what you guys know me for. That's what you guys love me for. So I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can. Because it's only with the things that I know that I'm comfortable with speaking on. Some things I haven't healed from yet. So, but let's just get to it. So I had to grow up before I was ready, you know. Taking care of my baby sisters, this, that, and the third. You know, you probably don't heard me talk about it in podcast episodes in the past, but I had to be a man before I was ready. And a lot of my mindset was still immature in a lot of different ways, you know. So it took a while for me. But I believe I'm at a place to where I'm starting to get there. And it feels good. And sometimes I got to remind myself to take these mental breaks. Because life can overly consume us. And if we don't check out of what they're trying to bombard us with, then we may go into overdrive. And we don't know how to stop. It's like speeding on a highway. And you just got your foot on the pedal. And you're just not stopping. Because on the highway, there's no traffic lights. So you just got your foot on the pedal. And you're just going full speed ahead. And that's your mind. It's telling you to keep going. Actually, that's society telling you to keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep getting overly consumed by so many different things. The monetary values of life. The cars, the clothes, the different women. The whatever it is. Or even if you're not on that level. The technology. Keep getting overly consumed by other people's opinion about you. Keep never checking in with the family, the people that genuinely care about you. Just keep going, keep going, keep going full speed ahead. And sometimes you just have to remind yourself to hit the brakes or to get off on the exit, so therefore you could just compose yourself and take time and understand the value of you and understand that you matter. Stop being so overly consumed with other people's opinions. How to think about certain things and how to do certain things. So, and that's what I've been doing along this journey of life. Just trying to find my own identity within the chaos, if that makes sense. And I'm starting to like it. And it could, and I don't think it's healthy in a way, because my mom tells me this all the time, that you got to get outside your own mind sometimes, allow other people to, you know what I mean, embrace you, like, you know. And that's kind of hard for me, because, well, like I said before, with me growing up before I was ready, I used to cling to a lot of different people, like, but those people disappointed me. Those people didn't have my best interests at heart. And even my mother had a certain phase in my life. We're in a much better place right now, but even at that time, we was at a rocky state. And I had to learn how to become more of myself. So therefore, thankful with the grace of God that we've met in the middle to where we can create a common ground. Even relationships with my pops and other relationships, cousins, and anybody that had these influences over me, uncles and et cetera, et cetera. I've been at a point to where I felt like, okay, now I can start to accept certain things and certain influences around me, but I had to become one with myself first. And sometimes that may take time. Sometimes people never get that mental clarity. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. Sometimes people take it with them to their grave. And I'm just blessed at the fact that I found it. I found it. And when I did find it, I did what any addicted person would do. Overly consumed it. And when I say addicted, I don't mean the drugs. I mean to knife, to a natural high, because natural high is still a drug. When you have this natural high for life, it's like you're able to fully embrace the simplistic things that come with life. You're able to look at the trees, how the wind blows, feel the rain on your skin and stuff like that. And I'm not trying to lose you guys, but you're able, there's certain things that you can get a fix from that other people may not understand. It's like you being misunderstood, but it's a great misunderstanding because you understand yourself. And now the opinion of how you feel about yourself becomes greater than how you think other people feel about you. And once I got there, it was hard. And even still to this day, it's even hard for me to let other... I don't really care about your opinion. I care, but I don't. Because if you disappoint me, I know that I have a cocoon that I can go back to. That's going to always please me. I know that I can do those things. I know that's going to make me happy. And I don't need you around to be in that element with me. It's a scary place to be in because it's like you have to have someone near you. You have to be a beacon of light for other people. You have to allow people in. But you don't need to. I don't know if this is making sense, but you don't need to. And once I felt like I was disappointed in my adolescent years and people disappointed me and I clinged on to certain individuals and they disappointed me, I said, you know what? I really feel like I'm in this world by myself. It's like a Tupac, me against the world type of thing. And it's brought me great bliss. It's brought me more bliss than it's brought me headaches. Because I know the cure to the headache. I know it's something that I'm possibly not analyzing correctly. That's the reason that it causes the headache or the friction. But once I solve the solution, see, I'm a man about solutions. I've always been a person about, that's why I don't like pointless arguments. That's why I have to, there has to be a method behind the madness. And even to a certain extent, because once I see that, okay, you're not trying to argue or trying to come to a common ground on a solution, I just stop talking and I just won't be around you no more. It's just that simple. I know it's not healthy, but I'm guarding whatever my comfortable place is with my life. I'm guarding that because I've worked so hard to get here. And I've learned that certain people don't really care. They say that they care, but they don't really care. And most people, once they see that, they see that you're at this state, they'll try to throw a title at you. Oh, you're damaged. Oh, man, you need therapy. Oh, yeah, we all need therapy. We all know that. But if you could become your own therapist in a certain way to where you know how to solve your own issues, no, it won't be perfect. I believe that you've achieved a certain level of life that a lot of people will probably never get to. It may take them a lifetime to get to it. Some people have to transition to the next life in order to find this type of clarity. Some people will never get peace until they are 6 feet. And I never wanted that to be me. And I thank God that I found my certain level of peace that I didn't have to die to get to. I'm really at whole with myself. I know that there's a long way to go. I know there's a lot of ways that I've yet to experience, but I'm open to it. And it's not monetary. It's not monetary. It has nothing to do with how much money I got in my bank account, how many women I got around me. It don't matter the type of clothes I'm wearing. Yes, that's an extension of my personality, but it's not me. And once you get to that level, man, it's bliss forever, man. It's bliss eternally. It's like you become the Peter Pan of your own life. So this was healing for me, y'all. And I appreciate you for listening. But that's all I really got for you right now. I don't really have an excuse. Hopefully, this message kind of gives you guys clarity to why I've been going so long. And actually just partaking in all the gifts that God blessed me with. Finding new layers of myself. Finding new things of how I can be an influence. And it has made me really enjoy who I am. Like, really, and I mean that with every fiber of my being. It's really made me enjoy who I am within my own skin. Yes, I got a long way to go, but but I like the journey that I'm on. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Thank you guys for listening. I'll check back in with you guys soon. Let's Feast Food for Thought podcast. Yours truly, Paul Jahogany. Yeah.